Now, the international charity ActionAid Ireland has described as scandalous orders issued to lone parents in direct provision to move to alternative accommodation by mid-September. On the line now is the charity's head of programmes, Gráinne Kilcullen. Gráinne Kilcullen, where has this happened, first of all?
Good morning. The women that we are working with have received letters specifically in County Mayo, and only days before schools are actually going back, and they're being expected to be transferred by the 16th of September, so literally within 3 weeks. So we are really finding this a very scandalous situation for migrant women living in direct provision. They have been living in limbo for the last number of months, not knowing where they might be transferred to, and also finding it very, very difficult to find alternative accommodation.
Okay, and just to clarify, the women in question, they have their international protection status, have they?
Yes, they have the status to remain in Ireland.
Okay, and how long have they been living in their respective direct provision centres?
It depends. Some have been living over a number of kind of 5 years. Some have been living recently, maybe 2 or 3 years.
We spoke about this from Boris O'Kane yesterday, a similar picture happening there. So in terms of why you're describing this as scandalous, is it because they are all set for school? They have uniforms bought, they're all set to send their children back?
Yes, there's a number of reasons. That the main reason is the effects that are having on their children. Their children have been making many efforts to integrate into the schools that they're in, and they have the adequate supports that they've needed. Some have needed extra support in school, some health requirements, and they have all of that. And now they're being asked to move 2 days out from going back to school, and they're really scrambling now to know where they're going to send their children. How are they going to find those supports for their children, and really very, very worried about the distress of their children and how they're going to be able to cope with a move like this that's so dramatic.
Do they know where they're going? Do they know where they're moving to?
They do know where they're moving to. And it's not possible to commute, and especially without your own private transport. So through public transport, it's just too far away. So they are going to be forced to have to find new schools and new supports and new networks. And I think for us, what is really scandalous is that the government have been talking about the importance of integration for people coming out of direct provision, and it's undermining all the efforts that those families and their children have been making over the last number of years to integrate into the community and to be able to contribute as well in the community.
And presumably there's no accommodation that they can find on their own as renters because of the housing shortage across the country. You want the government to introduce an exemption for lone parents.
Exactly. So we've made huge efforts both as ActionAid but also as the women themselves on a daily basis to find accommodation. And it's just, we're hitting brick walls all the time. Councillors, TDs have been telling us that there's no accommodation available. And the women that we're working with are also facing additional barriers when it comes to finding accommodation. So sometimes landlords have rejected them because they have housing assistance, HAP. Then sometimes they've been rejected because they're lone parents themselves, or the landlords don't want small children, and sometimes also with racist remarks. So there are a lot of additional barriers on top of that housing crisis. So it's been really extremely difficult for them to find private accommodation as well.
Thank you very much indeed, Gráinne. We must leave it there for now, but thank you. Gráinne Kilcullen there from the international charity ActionAid.